This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Syndicated talk show host, successful actor, really funny educational videos exposing the cult of political correctness. Steven Crowder joins us at about 15 after next hour. But I'm going to go to break and then come back and go to Joey and Tom and Sparrow and John and Dino. We're going to get to all of you before the guest joins us. But going back to Dr. Edward Group, the reason I asked you that question is I know, you know, we talked about special forces training and the classic stuff where they dump you off in the woods or the desert, different missions you're on in training to live off the land. And I just see lichens all over the place. I know growing up, my dad always would say, those have the highest level of vitamin D3 in them. And he said he had a book when he was younger that told about lichens. He had another book about mushrooms. But, you know, still his dad, when him and his brother would bring them back, would say, I don't know, that might be poisonous, but they would have debates about it. So living off the land is dangerous, but it's something people should learn. So I kind of segued off into that. You were getting into natural forms of vitamin D3 that aren't very expensive. What are some of the best things?
Well, I mean, ultimately, you're really not going to get, no matter what dietary or what food that you can eat, you're not going to get sufficient vitamin D levels. You find D in foods, cooked egg yolks, real fatty fish like salmon, but they actually did studies on farm-raised, since most people eat farm-raised salmon, and they compared it to naturally wild-caught salmon. The farm-raised salmon had zero vitamin D in it, as opposed to the naturally caught salmon, which had roughly around 400 IUs of vitamin D per 4 ounces. So even if you look at the highest sources, mushrooms contain vitamin D. Really, the fatty fish, you're not going to find anything really.
But I love mushrooms, but I guess I cook them, though.
Yeah, you cook them. In reality, like I said, you're not going. You need a minimum of 2,000 IUs daily in order to get the vitamin D that your body needs to be healthy. So you're just not going to do that. And the best way to get vitamin D is to be in the sunlight. And that's what I tell everybody to do. Unfortunately, you have so many winter months, even, you know, like
most people, like you said, are working inside during the week. How much optimally, how much sunlight do you really need? Because I've seen different studies. They argue that people that get no sun, I've seen studies get more skin cancer and other cancers than the other people. But then, obviously, it does age your skin. But then you always said that if I got the proper nutrients, I would tan better and not burn. You're absolutely correct now. People see me and they go, are you Hispanic or something during the summer? I mean, your skin is like dark brown, and I love it. It looks good. I'm like, no, I get my nutrients. Before, I would just burn. Now that I'm getting all these nutrients, I'm actually tanning.
Right. Well, I think about 20 minutes. You definitely don't want to be out to where your skin starts burning, but 20 minutes of sunlight between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., 20 minutes of good sunlight can produce 20,000 IUs of vitamin D.
So it's not good that I literally get high off the sun and like to lay in the sun for 3 hours?
Well, I mean, if you're going to be out in the sun for 3 hours, you might be in, especially between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in Austin, where, you know, it's 100 degrees in the summertime, you might be getting a little bit too much.
I love to roast. Is there something wrong with me like Cass Sunstein says?
Well, I don't know. I've never done a blood evaluation on you. Have you had your vitamin D levels checked?
I had a whole physical done about 6 months ago. They said it was all good. My blood pressure was low for my age. Wasn't real low. It was just a little low.
The thing is, you're exactly right. We've become a sedentary lifestyle. Everybody's working indoors under fluorescent lighting. and there nobody's going out and getting enough sun. I mean, everybody works during those hours between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Who do you know that has time off that can just go sunbathe every day for 20 minutes?
Well, when I wasn't getting enough nutrients, I would get sunspots when I got too much sun. Now, the sunspots have almost completely gone away. It's just amazing. Winter Sun, InfoWarsLife.com. Great job, Dr. Group.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're awesome.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You are a programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. You understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's gonna come down on us.
Very much. much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities, you will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra? Cobra.
Who is that man in that mask? MSNBC Starbucks cops should say America founded on white supremacy. We have that video clip coming up. Again, Infowars.com, MSNBC Starbucks cups should say America founded on white supremacy. This from Melissa Harris Perry, the same one that says your kids don't belong to you, they belong to the state. Also, U.S. Army refuses to address concerns over Texas being labeled hostile territory in new Southcom drills to be held with other joint forces. Director of Respiratory Protection System Company warns ISIS will launch chemical attacks in London Tube. That's just some of the latest articles on Infowars.com. Hollywood making a major gun control movie where the hero is a lobbyist that gets guns banned. These people are coming for our guns, folks. And Kurt Nemo breaks down the fact that Democrats have not given up on their ammo ban. That's just some of the news on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I rarely disagree with Ron Paul, but he says after a 12-year mistake in Iraq, we must just march home. It's not a mistake. The globalists want to destabilize the whole region. It's on purpose. Wesley Clark's on record. He was in the Pentagon. All right, let's go to your calls. Joey, I apologize. You've been holding so long, but you were holding before we had a guest on. So and then we're going to go to Sparrow, Dino, John, everybody right now ahead of our guest joining us. Joey in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey. Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I'm up here in chemtrail-ridden Canada. I just had a point about this Ron Paul and Ted Cruz thing. I feel like both of them are good options. Again, there's no need for everyone to think that everything's over, even if you are into Christianity. I feel like even if we don't get a chance to get, or you guys don't get a chance to get to that vote, and if you do, it's a vote for your soul, basically.
Exactly. You've got to do the right thing, or at least try, and then whatever happens, happens. Let the chips fall where they may. But think about it. All this Mark of the Beast stuff's happening. The globalists are anti-human. They believe they're God. They believe they're going to transcend humanity. It's everything the Bible warned of happening. What do the atheists and people say about all this? I just don't know how they square that.
We still have the choice, though. We still have the choice. This is why people are being awakened. This is why all of this is happening. Everything is like the blood moons, the fact that Obama just turned on Israel in the Bible about how the whoever tries to divide Israel will be God's wrath, all of this stuff. I got a couple points about how to reach the Floridic mind. I've been listening to you for about a month now, and basically, the first thing you got to do is you got to play into people's envy, their greed, their sin. You got to let them teach you about something, an angle that you want to, like, say, for example, I use a real estate. I ask them about the values of real estate, but how come I can't get it out right now? Anyway, I'll tell you this one. This is the best one I got. I'm sure you're already aware, if you type Illuminati.com in the address bar, it brings you to NSA.gov. But what people don't know is if you try and put in an instant messenger on Facebook immediately, it says this is a national security, and if you did this by accident, let us know. Right there, that gets their attention. Very good.
Wow. We'll have to try that. If that's true, that's going to be pretty wild. Guys, type it in and see where it goes right now. Thank you. Thank you, Joey. Very interesting. Sparrow in Washington, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Got a couple points here. One about the upcoming elections, and then some big developments in the Jade Helm 15 drill coming up.
Yeah, where Texas and Utah are listed as hostile. Yes, please.
So, first of all, with the presidential candidates, if you want to know who's going to be the president, you know, look at the bloodlines, trace the bloodlines back. They all go back to royalty. They're all related, the Bushes, the Clintons, even the Obamas.
That is actually true. And so who's got the royal bloodline? Both the Clintons and the Bushes. So have you traced Ted Cruz's bloodline?
No, I heard someone recently talking about possibility of Rand Paul's mother. There might be something on her side of the family going on there. We need to look into it. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul had to go up together, head-to-head, face off against each other. This is going to split the votes, you know, and divide the party anyways. But I want to quickly touch on this Jade Helm, this big development's going on there. This came to light to me on a YouTube video on Dabu77's page. There's FEMA is putting up domes all over Texas. FEMA, people are calling them death domes. They're freaking out.
Now, we've actually sent reporters out and shown the new emergency domes that they say aren't even for the illegal immigrants. They're saying that it's for during any type of disaster. That guy, search FEMA domes, Texas, and we can show people some of the video and articles about that.
All right.
Go ahead.
That's just some big stuff we need to be looking into. This Jade Helm 15, big time. The timing of it, they've been prepping. And then we need to do some research on these bloodlines, see what's going on behind the scenes with these people.
Absolutely. Well, we know the military is training to take on the American people. We know because the military has warned us. They don't like it. But there's the article. FEMA building pricey domes for your safety, close quote. Welcome to FEMA Dome. And so absolutely, Don Salazar wrote about that back in August of last year. And again, the Army's come out in Stars and Stripes and said, yeah, we call Texas hostile, but you know they're being alarmists. It's no big deal. The commenters in Paul Watson's article keep saying, yeah, and Paul Revere was an alarmist. Thank you, Sparrow. Let's talk to Dino in Michigan. Dino, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great. Also about this James Helm exercise.
Yes, sir.
I'm reading a report that Florida and Mississippi's just been added onto it, too. Their states will include surgical strikes and extractions, according to a news conference. Not sure if you heard that yet or not.
No, but we've got Joe Biggs and others tracking it all and staying on top of it. It's a big story. Because, yeah, they do military exercises to condition the public and to condition the military to accept troops on the streets in America. That's all admitted now. And I've been talking about this for 20 years, watching it build. And they always deny, deny, deny. No, this is going on.
Also with Cruz, all he's saying is what the people are saying. They don't want Obamacare. They don't want any of this crap that the NWO's putting out to us. And I think that's why people like what he's saying. I'm not so sure with Rand Paul. He seems kind of iffy. You know what I mean? Like he'll give in a little bit more than what Cruz would.
Well, absolutely. And we should keep Ted Cruz on a very short leash and any of these politicians. But he's saying what needs to be said, so we've got to back that.
And then if he ever got in, back actually trying to implement that, and if he doesn't, start impeachment hearings. I mean, I think these people should all pledge to resign if they don't carry out an attempt to pass everything they said they would. I mean, Obama, though, did a 180 from his claims.
Oh, God, yes.
But we haven't seen that from Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. We've got a special guest joining us for more calls. Stay with us. Stephen Crowder coming up.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Joining us for the balance of the hour, comedian, radio host, conservative, author, louderwithcrowder.com, joins us. And over the years, I've seen a lot of Stephen Crowder's video reports where he goes out and just shows the totalitarian absurdness
of the people that call themselves leftist. I don't even call them liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. More freedom. More private property. Keep more of your money. Self-defense. These people are the opposite. They want to live in like some type of cult land. And we have Starbucks now saying they're going to cancel, at least in stores, their Race With Us re-education camp garbage. Hillary came out last week, of course, and said we need to go to fun camps to be forced to discuss this. Black Lives Matter bust into restaurants everywhere and get in people's faces. It's clearly to stir up division in the nation because that's all Obama and the globalists have to offer. Black unemployment's doubled under Obama, so let's just get everybody fighting with each other while the establishment loots us. Again, Stephen Crowder joins us, louderwithcrowder.com, excellent YouTube site, excellent radio show. I wanted to get him on to discuss some of his latest antics to show the absurdity of what's happening with Planet Fitness. And I wasn't aware of Planet Fitness, I'll be honest, and how bizarre they were. I didn't know that if anything's a re-education camp in the making, it's Planet Fitness. So I want to get his expert take on this because it turns out I spent like an hour or two last week on his YouTube site watching all these different videos with his run-ins with them and others. So, Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. And listen, I know that we don't agree on everything, but I appreciate you extending a friendly invitation, and I'm glad to lock arms on the things in which we do agree.
Absolutely. Now let's get into it here. Your take, I mean, I call it an attempt to turn the country into a re-education camp. What do you call trying to turn retail stores, gyms, you name it, into ninnying, control freak, hen-pecking dens?
Well, I don't know if I'd go to use that many adjectives, but listen, Planet Fitness, it's funny. One of my first videos ever was about Planet Fitness, and it had nothing to do with the transgender sort of re-education that's going on right now. It was about the fact that it was, you know, it was billed as this judgment-free gym, right? And everything that's done under the guise of, oh, it's judgment-free. It turns out they're usually judging a group of people more harshly than anyone else. And at Planet Fitness, that's athletes. So if you actually look at Planet Fitness and what their rules are, no deadlifting, there's no squat rack. It's designed to actually judge and exclude people who are serious about training in order to include people who, literally, they give you pizza and Tootsie Rolls at the gym and tell you that you're beautiful and you're perfect just the way you are. Listen, I believe that all of God's creatures are beautiful and all are loved, you know, in the eyes of the Creator. But let's be honest, some of us need to lose some weight. Some of us need to improve ourselves, and we don't need a pat in the back to tell us to wallow in our slothfulness. And that's what Planet Fitness does. And then, of course, they took it one step further recently where, I mean, you need to know, Alex, they're incredibly discriminatory, right? They say judgment-free. They kicked out a lady who complained. So this is a story for people who don't know. I'm sure you've covered it on the show, but I'll give a quick recap. A man who wants to be a woman went into Planet Fitness, used the women's locker rooms. And if you see the picture, it looks very much like you would expect a man in a dress, kind of like when Bugs Bunny would put on the dress, and you know, the other bunnies would think he was attractive. It looked like that. It was pretty silly. One woman complained, felt uncomfortable. They revoked her membership. They kicked her out. They've also kicked out people for wearing pro-life T-shirts. They've kicked out people for looking too strong. So this video that I did was really just not so much exclusively about the transgender issue, but pointing out the fact that whenever you claim to be inclusive, at some point, everybody is excluding some group of people. So let's just be honest about it.
Well, my issue is that if a guy can't pass as a woman, and he thinks he's a woman, he better not go in the women's bathroom. This is what looks like a 350-pound guy in a dress. I mean, he looks like the guys in drag from Police Academy. Of course, I mean, if I had a beard and walked to the women's restroom, I go, I'm a woman, but I'm not obviously a woman. It's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and they always trot out science. You know, that's the big, if you look on, louderwithcrowder.com, people can go read the comments. Liberals are going, well, or leftists, I think you're right in your terminology, are saying, well, you know, you're just denying the science. But what science am I denying that if you're born a man or a woman, that you're a man or a woman? And, of course, liberals and leftists always trot out the extreme examples, right, to make their case. People who are intersex or people who actually do have some sort of, I guess, genetic abnormality. I don't know if I can use the word abnormal because now, of course, you know, transgender people make up 0.3% of population America, but we have to refer to everyone who's not that as cisgender. That's the new term they want you to use. And I'm going, well, gosh, there are more people in this country who are not arachnophobic. There are more people who are not churophobic.
Exactly. So when we come back in the next long segment, tell me why you think they're pushing this so hard. Now you did actually look a little bit more like a woman. I mean, not too much, but at least you're not 350 pounds.
So I did my best.
Still, you could tell you were a man, but I mean, come on. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Steven Crowder is our guest. Well-known comedian, actor, radio host, author, LatterWithCrowder.com. He had mentioned as a proviso when he first came on with us, and maybe before he leaves, we'll discuss it, about, hey, we don't agree on everything, but I'm glad to come on about this. So I guess some of the neocons or kind of rhinos out there are probably henpecking, because it's all this social engineering that he would dare come on the conspiracy theorist show. Let me guess, Stephen, you've probably criticized me before. I don't know. I'm just guessing for, say, 9/11 truth or something. But that's only because the media misrepresents what I'm saying. There are radical Islamists. That's going on. I was interviewing the embassy heads and special forces commanders and everybody else that al-Qaeda was being protected. Look at how we funded ISIS and al-Qaeda. I mean, I've really been vindicated on all those fronts. Now, I'm going with a hunch here. But let me guess, I bet you've been critical of me or something in the past. I don't care if you have been. I love it. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, listen, of course they have. But you're also, by the way, syndicated on my wonderful home station in Detroit, Wham. Yeah, but I've been critical of lots of people. You know, when I worked at Fox News, I was getting in hot water all the time for criticizing people there. What I would love to see is, you know, let's get you and Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Michelle Malkin in a room, and let's just all hug it out, because the barrel of the gun that we are looking down right now, Alex, is so huge that I'm just done with the infighting. But yeah,
I agree. No, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Glenn Beck does a lot of great work. You do great work. Michelle Malkin does a lot of great work. Everybody, we just need folks that are saying Ted Cruz isn't perfect. Well, compare him to Hillary Clinton. Yes, he is perfect.
Well, compare anybody to Hillary Clinton. I think they're going to look like a beacon of light and hope. And listen, and I've gotten flack for saying I don't know that Ted Cruz is necessarily the guy. I love Ted Cruz. You know, obviously the issue is, would I love for him to be president? Sure. Do I think he can win? You know, I'm not sure. And some people will go nuts and say that I'm a rhino if I say that. You know, it's one of those things where you can't please everybody. We certainly disagree on a lot. I do think that, like you said, if someone goes into your arguments on some of the issues, I think you're more reasoned than the media necessarily portrays you to be. It doesn't mean that I can't have a disagreement, but
I love it. Absolutely. I think it's awesome. That's what it's all about. It's political correctness that tries to act like it's bad if people debate or disagree. That's what makes good radio to begin with.
No, I think you're right. And I think we've both been accused of being part of a Zionist gulag on YouTube. So there's a kinship.
Exactly. Or working for the Vatican or space aliens. Again, Stephen Crowder, Louder with Crowder.com. Excellent videos. Great radio show. Stephen, expanding on this, though, we've got all these athletes now competing in powerlifting, in Olympic races, and now the liberal groups are saying, or the socialist groups are saying, you've got to let men compete as women. I mean, this is an overthrow of reality. South Africa's runner makes Olympic debuts three years after Gender Storm.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I actually wrote a column while I was at Fox News years ago about Fallon Fox. And I know you're good friends with Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo. And Joe Rogan, listen, leans to the left, obviously, socially. Fiscally tends to be more conservative. He's another free thinker with whom I agree on a lot and disagree on a lot. He even took a stand on the Fallon Fox issue and said, like, man, that's an advantage. Fallon Fox, for those who don't know, is a mixed martial arts fighter, was a man, I believe, fathered a child his entire life, and then in his late 20s or 30s decided he wanted to be a woman, and now beats the crap out of women in a cage for a living. And, you know, the analogy I used was this, and people got really mad, right, because they trot out science and say, well, there's no real
Let's let Mike Tyson say he's a woman and go into fighting women. I mean,
yeah, well, listen, we had Chael Sonnen on my show last week, and he said, listen, I've fought in the UFC. I've fought for the title three times. He said, I can, if I were not on a public radio show, I could give you names of men. I don't know if this is true. This is what Chael Sonnen told me, who would cut off their genitals to win the strap, to win a championship. Now, that's what he's saying. We don't necessarily understand the psyche behind these athletes and the extremes they'll go to. But the point I made on Fallon Fox is this. Christiane Santos, Cyborg is her nickname. She's one of the top female fighters in the world. At one point, she was suspended, and I believe stripped of her title, but she was certainly suspended because they found out that she had used steroids, okay? At one point in her career, I don't even believe it was in that current fight, but they found out she had used steroids and she was suspended. Fallon Fox has used steroids her whole life. They're called balls. So if we're going to act as though... as though it's not an advantage.
Are those what Hillary has? I'm sorry.
Oh, geez. There you go. You went, well, Alex said it. People, send him your hate tweets, not me. But listen, you know, a woman on steroids, okay, for example, let's take a natural woman, okay, and then a woman on steroids, on performance-enhancing drug. That woman doesn't enjoy the advantage over a natural woman that I enjoy. To give you another example, let's take Arnold or Ronnie Coleman or any of these walking human pincushions, right, these bodybuilders who are any steroid they can possibly use, they put in their body. They don't enjoy the hormonal advantage over me as a steroided out freak, as a man, that I enjoy over a normal woman, let right. alone the bone structure.
It's the muscles, the tendons. A male brain is more aggressive. Male brains make quicker decisions in a fight. It's just well known that you can even remove your testicles. You're still a man genetically. And then a lot of these transvestites aren't even removing their testicles, and they're now allowed to be in the UFC beating up women, or they're allowed to run in the Olympics. This is you're going to have no one in
the Olympics soon, but men that have had their genitals cut off.
I don't know if I would go that extreme. By the way, Fallon Fox wasn't fighting in the UFC, was fighting in other organizations.
Whatever, fighting in those same thing, yeah.
I understand your point. Well, it is interesting if people say that, if that's the science and it's settled, right? That's what anyone says on the left. If they disagree, well, the science is settled, whether it's climate change or now whether it's the transgenderism thing, which, by the way, I need people to understand, this has not come out of a place of hate. I mean, I've worked as an actor since I was 12. You know, I didn't go to school for many, many days, I mean, because I was out on set. So I worked in an industry that was pretty liberal. You can bet that I've had transgender people working on my face or my whole life I've been around it. It's nothing new to me.
You're not attacking anybody, but the issue is it's a tiny percentage of the population. We're bombarded with it, and then it's not fair that a guy can say he's a girl in boxing or UFC or any other MMA. I mean, it's just that's what I'm saying. Why are they so special? What's behind the agenda pushing it?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily behind an agenda. I don't think that this is where I would say that you and I sometimes disagree, right? I don't tend to believe that people get together and set agendas a lot of the time. Sometimes they do, right? There are some people who are proactively evil, I would say. You know, people like the Ahmadinejads of the world or Nancy Pelosi, depending on how you look at it. But I wouldn't say that necessarily in this case. I think what's happened is the bar has just been moved so frequently that people just accept it. I mean, the transgender thing is really relatively new. And by the way, we're having a lesbian guest on my show here this week or next week, I believe. And a lot of lesbians, and a lot of feminists, by the way, are offended by the transgender push. You have some liberal feminists who believe that it's a product of patriarchy, that it's unfair to women for a man to decide that he wants to be a woman and act as though he understands the plight of women and the rights that they don't have. I'm not saying I agree with them. And then you have lesbians who say that they feel bullied and that, you know, they're being marginalized. So it's not like it's settled even on the left, but you're told that, hey, if you believe, for example, I watched, you know, not that long ago, maybe about a year and a half ago, Tyra Banks had a little boy coming out who was 7 years old and saying, you know, referred to his penis as his birth defect. She's going, your birth defect, your penis, and they're going to chop it off for the kid because he wants to be a girl. At what point do we say, hey, hold on a second, it might be healthier with a 7-year old who, by the way, 3 minutes ago was wiping his boogers on the couch and we're now allowing him to make sexual decisions for the rest of his life, it might be healthier to maybe see if this kid is confused.
It might be healthier to not be. Look, deaf education, 2020 did a special on this in like 1997, but they introduced it at Columbine first federally and then other schools, and within a couple of years, there was a doubling and a tripling of suicide. It's the same thing. You start teaching 5- and 6-year-olds about transvestites and trannies and shemales and hermaphrodites, the kids end up getting confused. And then they have the supermodels on TV saying, you know, like you just mentioned, we'll get rid of your birth defect. It sounds like it's an attack on the standard genders of the mammal species, male and female. I think that's what it is.
Well, yeah, and that's where, you know, the left loves to accuse people of conservatives of being simple, right? Yet they grossly oversimplify, for example, the issue of same-sex marriage. I'm not even talking legally, if you want the government to recognize it or not. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty libertarian on the issue. Well, the problem I have, and by the way, it's more complicated than that even legally, where my home country in Canada, you have pastors who are now put in jail for hate speech simply saying they won't marry members of the same sex. So it's more complicated than just love versus hate. That's what I like to teach people about. And I like to open up that discussion.
Sure, political correctness is a tyranny. It's being used to control language and bully people. I mean, and I want you to be able to continue, but since you mentioned it, I thought you were joking. We have the video. I'll play it for TV viewers. Radio listeners, just Google eating pizza while working at Planet Fitness, and we've got footage of this with the guy. I mean, the guy looks like he weighs 400 pounds, and he's actually working out his back in a back machine while eating pizza that is from Planet Fitness. But don't worry, the purple plate matches the decor.
Right, yeah, exactly. By the way, it is horrible branding. If I'm just going to speak from a design perspective, purple and yellow, every time I go, I mean, I can't imagine an epileptic training at Planet Fitness. It'd be like watching an anime cartoon. Yeah, well, listen, the idea, even goes back to, like I said, you know, same-sex marriage. We're not talking about the legal issue, but what you are saying with that, okay, and this is something that's very important here, and I hope people understand where I'm coming from. It doesn't come from a position of hate. You're saying that men and women are fundamentally interchangeable. You're saying that two daddies can offer everything that a daddy and a mommy can. You are saying that two women offer everything that a man can. And I don't agree with that premise. I don't accept that premise. But here's the problem. When you start down that road, well, you've made men and women fundamentally interchangeable. You now can't say, okay, we're at a fork. We have to stop here when you get to the transgender issue. You have to be accepting of any and all preferences regarding what people want
to
do.
Well, now in Europe and in Australia, they're trying to legalize pedophilia, saying that, oh, that's the next frontier.
Well, it's legal where I'm from. Where I'm from, the age of consent in Quebec is 14 years old. Now, again, we want to be accepting of people, right? We want to be accepting of everything, apparently. Well, you tell me that a relationship between a 55-year-old man and a 15-year-old boy is just as sexually healthy as a 25-year-old man.
Absolutely.
And a 25-year-old
woman. We're supposed to be tolerant. That's true Thomas Jefferson, liberalism, not just anything and everything goes, because we know a year-old baby shouldn't be having sex with a 50-year-old. Biologically, it's not designed to do that. It is perverse. What we're saying is there are limits. We have to make decisions in this universe, and we're being told by the so-called leftists, no, there are no limits, except we'll arrest you if you read out of the Bible in Canada, these passages. So, really, I think it's coming to a crisis point, though. It's gotten so obvious, so ridiculous. The Starbucks program blew up in their face. Everything Michelle Obama pushes is blowing up in their face. I think we're starting to hit bottom here. What do you say?
I think there are four winning issues for conservatives. And I know, now, Alex, do you consider yourself a conservative or libertarian?
I'm a libertarian constitutionalist, pro-human, that wants our civilization to survive. But I'm into self-defense. I'm pro-life. So I'm lined up with conservatives on most issues.
Right. And, my problem with the word libertarian is, you've got you, you've got Glenn Beck, then you've got Bill Maher, and, all of them claim to be libertarian, so the waters have been muddied, so I just stay conservative. But most people would consider me more libertarian. I can't remember, there are four winning issues. I think you're right here with conservatives, okay? There are four issues where leftists have really overreached, and you're seeing some rebound effect. Guns. Even with my generation, and I think call it the video game generation, they want to fire off cool guns. It's a losing issue for liberals. Feminism. Feminism has overreached because you now have a generation of young girls who don't believe that being treated like women is anti-feminist. And then free speech. There's been a real overreach from the left on free speech, where I think you're even getting some rebound on college campuses where kids are rebelling against the political correctness. And I can't remember what the fourth one is. I'd have to get Islamic terrorism. Yeah, Islamic terrorism. By the way, when I used to do these videos on YouTube, you can go back on 2008, 2009, almost all of the comments were, this is Islamophobic, this is hate speech. And I've noticed a turn even on YouTube, a super liberal platform of people going, yeah, okay, this is something we have to get a handle on. It's not the same as other religions out there.
Well, why do the Muslims, and I'm not anti-Muslim, but I'm anti-radical Muslim, why... Like they've even had that David Cross movie came out where at the end the guy goes, I got all this from Alex Jones. Alex Jones, I hate blacks, Jews, and Muslims. What is this thing where the left claims that if you're against radical Islamists, it's like a form of racism, when the radical Islamists are sexually mutilating women, enslaving people, killing everybody, and you never hear any feminist criticize them? Why are radical Islamists such darlings to the left?
Well, it's a good point, and I don't think one can expect feminists to be consistent on anything. I mean, where feminists, they talk about supposed rape culture when men are dragging their tallywhackers into women's locker rooms to Planet Fitness. Where are the feminist anti-rape culturists there? With Islam, you're right. The silence is deafening. I'm not anti-Muslim. I've talked about this. Okay, to give you an example, I am a Christian. I'm very honest about it, even as a libertarian, but I personally am a Christian. Not all Christians are perfect, okay? But I believe Jesus was. And I think anybody who's not even a Christian could look to whether they think it's a fable or not of Jesus and say, okay, that's a pretty good example. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Sure. Muhammad was. Muhammad, the prime example, was someone who did kill, who did behead, who did beat his wife, who did call for the deaths of Christians and Jews. So my problem isn't necessarily with all Muslims. But if you look at ISIS and you look at the Muslims who maybe aren't going as extremism, you have to say, okay, who is closer to emulating Muhammad? My problem is not with Muslims. My problem was with Muhammad. And that, of course, is hate speech and politically incorrect to say. But I've read the Quran and I've studied Muhammad, and the guy was a terrorist. So let's have an honest conversation about that.
Well, he certainly did conquer the areas around him by the sword, but then people would argue that's what happened in this country. My issue is that they're using radical Islam to basically take our basic rights to protect us, but they're not protecting us, and then radical Islam's getting bigger and more out of control than ever, and it's just a nightmare situation. Shifting gears back into when you got in drag to go into Planet Fitness to illustrate how absurd it is. What do you think's driving Planet Fitness to create such a bizarre environment, and how does that tie into what Starbucks is doing? I mean, it was so surreal to send our cameras into Austin Starbucks last week, where they were handing out newspaper checklists of, you know, how you're racist and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody with a brain knows that's going to create racial division. It's not going to create unity.
Yeah, well, I went into Starbucks the very next day, and they said, how do you take your coffee? I said, I take it Ving Rhames. Just to see how they react. Yeah, listen, I mean, it's one of those things. I won't relent. I won't even give it credence, the politically correct thing, the race thing. Listen, here's the crazy thing, too, Alex. I'm substantially younger than you are. I say that not as an affront, just to talk about the generational gap here. And I was raised in Canada, okay? So I was raised in not only a post-racial America, but Canada. I will tell you this. There has never been more racial tension in my lifetime. Now, I wasn't alive, obviously, for the Civil Rights Act. I wasn't alive for the Detroit riots, like my father, who was raised in the bad part of Detroit that Eminem tries to claim he's from as the phony that he is. I didn't experience that. So I was raised in a post-racial America. But today, it is worse than ever. Today, I have kids with whom I went to high school, who we were friends with, now saying that there's an established form of racism and the system is stacked against them. And that's a new thing for these people who I've known my entire life.
Yeah, that's their new identity, is that they've been abused and that something's happened to them, and they're talking to some, you know, Eastern European, I see this on the street, who has no history of enslaving black people, and it's just crazy. Final segment straight ahead with Stephen Crowder. We're going to get his take on where he thinks all this is going. Did you know Planet Fitness, folks, has alarms in it? If you make any noise, and they send people over to infect you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Minutes Overdrive and talk to Doug and 11 Bravo and a few others that have been holding for a long time. Steven Crowder is our guest. We're almost out of time today. Don't forget, we just launched the latest high-quality supplement, InfoWarsLife.com. That's Winter Sun, organic vitamin D3, very strong, very concentrated. And your purchase isn't just great for you and your body and your family, but it helps fund this operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, available right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Please support our local affiliates as well and support their local sponsors and spread the word. LouderWithCrowder.com is his website. Steven Crowder, we got 5 minutes. You've got the floor to give your other points about where you see this society going, what you think about the election, and where you think it's going with this obsession. You think our national domestic products, you know, not even propaganda or military hardware now, but just ninnying about what politically correct group we're in. You ended the last segment talking about people you know who now their whole identity is being in a persecuted group.
Yeah, and I have to be careful, obviously, the way I word that, because these are good people. There's certain, I just think these are people who've been misled. You know, it's funny. I've been writing this book for a while, and I only have two books in my lifetime that I want to read, want to write. And I remember when I pitched it to one publisher, they took it and they said, well, we need it to be more doomsday theories. It's too funny. It's too positive. It offers too many solutions. So to give an idea, the one chapter in there are two kinds of leftists in this country. There are the manipulators, the propellers, right? The James Camerons, the Hillary Clintons, the Barack Obamas, okay? People who I think know better on a lot of issues, but proactively try and manipulate certain people in the public. Now, that's a very small percentage of leftists. I think a majority of people who vote Democrat, who go what we would call liberal, are people who don't know any better, who take the default political position as given to them by culture, by these leftist propellers, the entertainment industry, the media, right? So I think it's important to distinguish between those two. Because if you're dealing with someone who's proactively lying and manipulating, I think you need to make an example of them. But I think a lot of these people who are going along with what they've been taught their entire lives through public schools, university, and what they hear in the media and Hollywood, those are people whose minds can be changed. And I think that's kind of what you're seeing with Planet Fitness. Listen, I don't think the franchise owner in Midland, Michigan, is out there trying to break down the barriers of sexual norms? I don't think so. But I think he's been given a piece of paper saying this is our policy from someone who does want to try and subvert culture, and he has to go along with it because he doesn't know any better. So while I do believe in standing up for what we believe in, and I do believe in being bold, I also think it's important to understand that there are some people out there whose minds can be changed, and they're not necessarily being proactive with the manipulation, and it's important to make that that distinguishment.
Sure, there are a lot of liberals out there who really mean well, and they don't realize that they're working for a bizarre cult of control freaks that want to totally enslave this country. I mean, look at the power grabbing going on right now by Obama, and the Republican leadership's doing nothing. The internet, the borders, the just everything. I mean, what do you think the next shoe to drop is in the power grab?
Gosh, man, you know, I don't know. The way I see it is if people who are paid to make political predictions all over the news get it wrong about 90% of the time, you know, me in my little home studio here with a bag of potato chips haven't got a shot. So I stay away from the political predictions.
Did you hear about FEMA to deny funds to states that won't accept the global warming religion?
No, I didn't.
That's just out today. I'm not kidding.
I'd have to read up on that, Alex. I don't mean to tell you that I don't believe you. I just don't know about it, so I'd hate to give an opinion.
No, I hear you. Did you know that George Bush was photographed with a plunger bombing the World Trade Center?
What?
That's a joke, man.
Okay, all right. I don't know, Alex. This is my first time on the show. You can have me back to talk.
I want to have you back. Hey, you're doing a great job with the videos. They're really entertaining as well, so I like the fact you're having fun with it. Steven Crowder, LouderWithCrowder.com, thank you. InfoWars.com is our site. Overdrive starts now, but I'm coming back with your call. Stay with us. See you later, Steven.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioP
IDQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.